I just I read something about that yesterday. I didn't even know much about it. Yeah.
No, you got well, how do you guys spend this week in preparation when you're down and don't know your opponent? Self-scouting type of stuff?
Absolutely. I think you already have answered that, but
how much can you learn about your own defense this year, I guess, might be a different way to phrase it, during this week? Maybe because you have guys like Shea or Kyle still getting enmeshed in what you're doing.
It's part of that. It's part of us learning and still growing as a defense. Then it's also us going back and, what and seeing and looking and see what was making us successful. And then what guys were doing to us to attack us. So, it's more or less about, us getting better, getting us better this week because, again, we don't know who we're playing yet. So the best thing for us is just to, get ourselves ready.
I do have a good follow-up story I'm working on tackling and how elementary it is, the concept of being able to get guys down. But really, how much do you guys work on it? How much do you take pride in it? And how good do you think some of your teammates, especially in the secondary, are at the tackling?
We take a lot of pride in it. It seems a simple task. It's just getting somebody down the ground. It's a lot harder than it looks, obviously. But we take a lot of pride in it. And that was a problem early in the year that we wanted to get fixed. And a big part of us, playing the way we've been playing is because we've been tackling well. So that's something that we want to continue to harp on. And we missed a couple tackles last week. So that's something obvious that we want to harp on, being able to get off the field on, third downs and making things a little bit easier for us. But we take a lot of pride in tackling.
Dante, looking at all the changes that this defense has gone through over the course of the year, I just want to get your take on where the communication level is now, you being such a big part of that, maybe versus where it was earlier in the year. Does it feel like things are more fluid, or does it feel like you guys still have some room to grow in that?
Absolutely. I feel like this, the communication aspect of that is big and it's a lot better. Earlier in the year, like you said, we had a lot of new pieces, with Shea coming in and Chris coming in and, guys moving around and playing different spots and doing things that they weren't, necessarily accustomed to. And then, obviously Trey, coming in and stepping up and playing the way he's playing. But, communication has gotten a lot better. I think guys have gotten comfortable. I think we've kind of got that chemistry kind of built. There's been times now that me and KB can kind of just look at each other and we kind of know what to expect, what we're thinking, and whenever you get that, you can play a lot faster and kind of anticipate things. Just kind of like trying to get a jump on the offense. I think we're finally at that point.
Mitchell, Trey, how impressed have you been by what he's been able to do the last? Feels like last really couple months now he's been playing well, but it seems like you guys work well up front. There have been a handful of plays where you kind of are exchanging or there's some little twists in there and you're helping him out in some ways, but how impressed have you been by
honestly when Trey came in? I mean Trey's worked, been one of the hardest workers on the team, and he's one of the guys who's first in, last out. He stays hard after practice, so for him to be playing the way he's playing, it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm impressed, absolutely. But I mean, it's expected from a guy who works as hard as he does. And we're able to do a lot of different things with him in there. He's kind of a smaller built guy, but he plays a lot bigger than that. And you've seen that. I think in the first three or four plays of the Miami game, I think he was on like every play. So if he can continue to grow as a player and we can all just grow and learn from a lot of things that he's doing, a lot of those pass rush moves, him and Chris Long go back and forth, him and Nikovic are back and forth, and it's cool to to see that brotherhood and that chemistry built that's taken on just not just in the front seven but the whole team.
What does it say about the adjustment you guys were able to make? I think in the third quarter they were hitting some passes underneath against in the Dolphin game. And it seemed like, Patricia talked about this, you guys did a really good job talking on the field, making adjustments. At this point of the year, to be able to make in-game adjustments that quickly, how big of a deal is that to you?
It's big, especially with fast-moving offenses and, really good offensive coordinators like Gaze is. who, you know, finds, you know, a vulnerability, you know, in their defense, you know, especially on the drive or a series or whatever, and to be able to fix it, you know, as quick as you can, because obviously we're going to keep coming back to it and keep coming back to it. And, you know, a lot of times you see teams, you know, do that, you know, start out slow and then you see one big play and then you see, you know, they start to build and the next thing you know, they're in the red area. So, you know, whenever we can do that and make adjustments and, you know, get off the field and actually get it cleared up and actually know what's actually going on, it really helps. So, you know, it helps kind of diffuse the situation.
Dante, what's your level of excitement, hunger, and how do you balance that with executing at this time of year and just winning another football game?
I think all that kind of ties in together. I mean, you know, you want to play with passion, you want to play with emotion, but, you know, you also want to play smart. And that's one thing that we're able to do that's a real big key around here, and especially in the Patriot way, is smart football. So, you know, all of that, you know, it kind of boils down, you know, when to play with emotion and when not to. And, I mean, we have the right preparation, we do the right study and everything else. So, you know, it really comes down to execution, and you don't want to, you know, let down, you know, your brothers and, you know, everybody that's, you know, worked so hard, you know, get up to this point just for an emotional play. So,
do you have any teammates from Clemson in that locker room?
Nah, I don't think so.
I just want to say two more.
Matt Patricia has opportunities this weekend to talk to a few teams about the head coaching opportunities. What are your feelings about Matt as a head coach? Excuse me, not as a head coach. As a coach for you, and what's he brought to this team?
You know, Matty Pease definitely, you know, was one of the guys who helped, you know, bring me up, you know, signed Mayo and, you know, Pat Graham and Pep. You know, Matty P was, you know, one of the guys who, you know, helped me move along at an accelerated pace. We'll say that, you know, as far as, you know, him working with me and getting me to understand the defense, you know, what he really wanted me to do, you know, as far as me coming in. But, you know, I love him. He's a great coach and, you know, even a better man. So, you know, looking down the road, you know, hopefully, you know, he gets what he deserves.
Devin,
go ahead. Along the lines of Matt's ability to communicate and Mike's question about game adjustments, we only get small snippets when we get the NFL film stuff where the coaches on the sidelines talking to you guys. But a lot of times what we see in here is pretty positive. This is what we need to do, and very simple to digest. How important is that when they communicate to you on the sideline in game that they give to you in nuggets that you guys can take and immediately put into effect? You know, it's generally a simple message, and you know they're in control, composed when they deliver it, so to speak.
So you about their composure?
Yeah, I guess it's just how they handle how the coaches communicate to you guys in game, how important that is.
Well, I can guarantee you those snippets aren't all the truth. But, you know, it really is an amazing, and a lot of times, you know, early in the game, there's plays that, you know, give you trouble and, you know, you're not able to get it done, you know, much like we were talking about. You know, with getting those adjustments on the sideline. And, you know, those can really make or break you. You know, a lot of teams, you know, sometimes don't really come in with a really thick game plan. You know, they're coming in what they believe. And if you can't really get that situation, you know, fixed, then obviously they're just going to keep coming back to it. And that becomes a problem the whole game. And then you can never get it fixed. And then, you know, end of the game and probably lost it. So, you know, just the composure and the way that in the matter of, you know, how we get things fixed and, just overall, I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a rocket scientist, man. I mean, so, I mean, for him to be able to diagnose those things and, you know, just get an answer is, you know, truly amazing.
All right, guys. Thank you.